Where'd you keep your grain, or where'd you...
Well, we had places to put that. I got out there with a big garner made out of poplar, and poured in them.
What building?
I then hold 450, 60, maybe 100 bushel oats. I know the last year we raised oats was 100 bushel, and we put it out there in two garners and didn't have them full. Mm-hmm. I made out a big wide poplar plank.
Are the garners in a special, what building are the garners?
They're right there in a walkway between them. One end's a crib, you know, and I drive, keep my car or truck in there between them. We don't use them garners much anymore. We don't raise no grain anymore. But a few years ago, I had a field of oats, and I had them in there. Still got some of the oats out there.
But you didn't call it a granary?
Yeah, I called it a granary. That's what it was. But these are places where you put it. You call them garners.
I see.
That's four of them.
I see. And you could drive a wagon in between the
you
crib.
You could drive the wagon in there.
Between the crib and the granary.
Yeah.
Was the crib considered part of the granary too?
Yeah, just a place in there you could drive through it, but we finally closed up the back end of it, you know, and we'd just back a wagon in there when we hauled in on the wagon and got to hauling in then on the, with a tractor and a four-wheel wagon, you could just back them in there. It's easier than turning all that out, you know, and then nail it back up.
Sure.
Had to keep it nailed up to keep
it. But was the crib considered part of the granary and
the crib was over here, you know, and that's where we'd put our corn. We gathered the corn, you know, in the year. But now then, you can't, the fella rent from, he had a picker, and he'd pick it in the year, and you could sell it or do whatever you want to. Now then, that's played out. There's only one combine I know of in here, and this CA Starr, and it shells. He's got a field of corn rented from a fella right out here next to me. And they gather that, and it's got a great big old long pipe, and it'll hold about 100 bushel. There's two sides of it. And it'll hold 100 bushel to the side. Well, they'll fill that up, and then if they're going to sell it, they've got wagons, and they'll just run it out that pipe and then take it on to the mill. Or if they're going to, this fella up here though, he's got thousands and thousands of chickens. He raises his and to feed his chickens, but he's got places there at home where he can empty this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's got mills to grind that up and make chicken feed out of it, saves him a buying some of them. And then he rents a lot around here and grows milo. Milo's the things. It's the seeds ain't as big as wheat or something like that, but it makes awful good chicken feed. He grows a lot of that and combines it. And they mix that stuff all up and it saves him thousands and thousands of dollars. This feed's getting to be out of reach.
Yeah,
these people are going out of the chicken business on the count of feed. Feed's higher than the chickens. They can't. I noticed here a while back where there's a killing little chickens by the thousands. They just
I saw that.
Couldn't raise the chickens and come out on the feed. Mm-hmm. That's where this fellow shines up here. Well, he furnishes Gatlin's Burger everywhere chickens. He's got them up there with the fowls. I've got plenty of them. They've got a house around. There's one of my neighbors down here. He built three houses in there, and them three houses, they held 52,000 chickens at a time. Out of three houses, but they quit and using the house for something else. This fellow up here, they raise broilers down there. This fellow up here keeps laying chickens and hens, lay eggs.
Well, they call that little thing that you take a chicken around in, that maybe you might put the little chicks in one.
Cup.
Pardon?
A cup.
Yeah.